UPenn Medical School Forces Diversity Statement on Teaching Applicants. By Brecken F. Teese on February 22, 2023. The University of Pennsylvania Perelman School of Medicine is forcing all teaching applicants to write a diversity statement, showing their devotion to political ideology. Some leading questions the medical school suggests to keep in mind when writing the one-page response are: what does diversity mean to you, and why is this important? Or does your engagement with diversity help students prepare for careers in a global society? According to the application guide, if you feel that you may not have a lot to write about for this one-page document, take a moment to reflect on diversity as it relates to your research topic, your teaching, and your service work, it says. Do you study groups or people who have been marginalized in society and have uncovered their voices as part of your research? Have you employed inclusive pedagogical techniques in your teaching to encourage students to participate in discussion? Reflecting on these questions can help you to start thinking about ways in which you have or hope to contribute to diversity, equity, and inclusion in your career, it continues. A press release from medical advocacy group Do No Harm, DNH, explained, "The inevitable result will be harm to medical educators. They must either pretend to believe in these blatantly political ideas or actively subscribe to them, making them less suited to actually teach at the medical school. As long as you are making an honest attempt to consider your role in meeting each institution's diversity goals, then you are on the right track," the guide says, as it recommends past experiences and future goals to think about before writing. Some of those include being aware of challenges faced by historically underrepresented populations or research activities that specifically contribute to diversity, equity, and inclusion. The faculty job application process at UPenn's Perelman School of Medicine forces medical educators to either pretend to believe in blatantly political ideas or actively subscribe to them, DNH Chairman Dr. Stanley Goldfarb told Breitbart News. "Political orthodoxy is not a legitimate qualification for teaching. Yet by pretending it is, UPenn will do great harm to medical education." Brecken F. Teese is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken F. Teese.